Noor crossed the tree line into a beautiful clearing. Here, the trees broke their formation, and the sun showed its bright, yellow face. Walking under the blue sky, she heard a woodpecker drumming in the distance, and insects buzzing about. In between all of the sounds, there was a deep, comforting silence. Noor put down her backpack and took off her shoes and socks. She giggled loudly when her bare feet touched the soil. It felt rather cool. The grass was soft and dewy. Still, Noor enjoyed these sensations. They were refreshing, like a glass of cold lemonade. At first, she tiptoed from flower to flower, curious like a butterfly. Then, with her arms wide open, she ran through the clearing, mimicking the sound of an aeroplane, trying to catch the wind. A yellow cape fluttered behind her. When she finished exploring, Noor slowed down to fully enjoy the sunshine. Lying flat on her back, she gazed at the sky and studied the small wispy clouds. She wondered if they were sticky, like cotton candy, or if they just happened to look similar. As she pondered her answer, Noor spotted a tiny black silhouette. It was a bird, gliding through the air gracefully, like in a choreographed dance. Noor had always dreamed about flying. She climbed tall mountains to be closer to the sky. She wore her yellow cape to determine the wind's direction. And she loved all kinds of flying creatures. There were many lessons to be learned. Insects buzzed because of their rapid wing movements. Butterflies contracted their bodies to propel themselves through the air. Trusting the wind, some migratory birds travelled up to 6 months without stopping. Flying was pretty incredible, and Noor could dream of nothing she wanted more. Mesmerized, Noor watched the bird in the sky. She thought about its feathery wings and the feeling of weightlessness. Every time she imagined this feeling, Noor couldn't help but to smile. And even though she wasn't a bird, she knew that one day she would fly with them. Back on her feet and ready to resume her walk through the forest, Noor noticed something peculiar. A gigantic tree stood right in the heart of the clearing. "That's strange," she thought. The tree hadn't been there a few minutes ago when she was running around through the grass. Unsure of what to believe, Noor closed her eyes and gently pinched her arm. It wasn't a dream. The tree was still there. It stood majestically under the glowing sunlight. Noor put on her striped socks and laced up her sneakers. Then, feeling more than a little excited, she moved towards the mysterious tree. closer she got, the larger it seemed. It had a sturdy trunk, countless branches, and roots that were thick, twisted, and aged. Standing next to the tree, Noor felt the size of an ant. The tree's broad crown reached the clouds, and its trunk was so wide that it looked like multiple trees hugging. She touched the tree's wrinkly bark and introduced herself. The emerald leaves moved left and then right, as if they were waving hello. Encouraged by the quick response, Noor walked around the tree and talked to it about her family, her friends, and her dreams of flying. She proudly presented her yellow cape, although she wasn't sure that the tree would understand its function. As Noor walked and talked to the tree, she noticed something shimmering close to its base. It was a beautiful feather. She picked it up, interested in examining it up close. The feather was large, soft, and iridescent blue. "What a treasure," Noor whispered to herself.